FM 90.3 WJTL. There's Evie. Come on, ring those bells before that Matt Maher Silent Night and Jackie Velasquez version of the Chipmunk Song on Chipmunk Song Day. Good morning, 702. Annie and Fred with you.
Hey, good morning, friends. Have you financially supported WJTL this year? Here's your chance to invest in something you believe in. WJTL raises a significant portion of its support during the last month of the year, and you're needed. I invite you right now to send your donation to WJTL 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim 17545. You can also make a pledge or donation online at WJTL.com. We thank you for your generosity.
This morning, our dear friend Jack Crowley is here from Water Street. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Annie. It's great to see you guys this morning.
So great to see you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to and say hi to?
Well, I got it for my family, my wife Tanya, and my daughters Carissa, Jenna, Becca, and Sarah, and my granddaughter Melani.
Oh, wow.
Who may be waking up right now.
Yeah. Or maybe we'll sleep in. Who knows?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
She's two. That doesn't happen.
Yeah. Tell us about Water Street.
Well, Water Street is, you know, this time of year is a crazy time of year. Water Street is, you know, walking alongside our friends and neighbors who are suffering from poverty and marginalization, those experiencing homelessness. And this time of year is a tough time.
Yeah.
Our shelter's actually full right
now.
But we have an amazing team who is there every day caring for our guests, walking alongside them, really on a journey of transformation as God works in their lives, provides hope and healing to the trauma they've experienced and leads them to a brighter future.
I've loved playing some of your messages this end of year season. I think my favorite one was from one of your staff who was saying, hey, some days we make this, some days we make, you know, this. It depends what we get in. And just the heart of we're using whatever the Lord blesses us with to bless those.
Absolutely. Chef Terrence is fantastic at that.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed at how great the meals are that we're serving three meals a day, 7 days a week to our guests and friends in the community. And we rely 100% on the support of our friends and neighbors and churches in the community. We don't take any government money. And it's just always a blessing to see how generous this community is.
It is. It really is.
And how much the body of Christ really does care about their neighbors who are struggling.
You must have great stories about how lives have been changed this year.
Oh, tremendous stories. Our kind of tagline for Water Street is we are restored to be restorers.
Wow.
And that's always some of the most exciting things to see is when one of our guests who came through the door really hurting and struggling, you know, through time and through the intervention of God and the support of friends in the community, we see true transformation where they're then out helping and serving others.
Beautiful.
And I think of somebody we just celebrated this fall, Sharon, who is, you know, now gone through incredible ups and downs in her life, was reconciled back to her family, found a job at Willow Valley, serving in the Glen with the nursing care. And every day she gets to serve and care for others after she experienced that with us at Water Street.
Love that. How can our listeners come alongside Water Street? What can we do to be a part of what God's doing through you guys?
Yeah, there's so many different ways. We're getting ready to wrap up our Rescue Mission food drive. Ends here at the end of December. You can still be a part of that. Go to rescuemissiondrive.org and learn about all the drop-offs. But you can support us any day at wsm.org. And we also need volunteers. We need people who can come alongside and serve in different ways. There's so many different options. Again, on our website, there's a volunteer tab where you can register and learn about all the opportunities.
From a food standpoint, is there specific things you're really in need of this year?
I don't know if there's any specific items, but definitely non-perishables, things that will last. We're not going to turn around. We're hoping to bring in 100,000 pounds of food during this Rescue Mission food drive. We use about 500,000, 600,000 throughout the year.
Wow.
Again, that goes in our kitchen, but also it serves families in the community. We have about 1,000 families that are coming through our door each month at our outreach ministries that we're helping provide supplemental groceries to. And so definitely those non-perishables, because these 100,000 pounds will stretch over the next several months to help serve our community.
WSM.org?
Absolutely.
Or what's the other website? Sorry.
Oh, or rescuemissionfooddrive.org.
Rescue Mission Food Drive. Sorry, I should have done a better job.
I forgot it.
We'll talk more with Jack coming up in just a bit. We have music on the way from Jason Gray, Glad, and more.